It's a new week, which means it's time for a new Monday Musing with Left of Lansing's Pat Johnston. Muse away, Pat.
Here's the Monday Musing for May 18th of 2026. While the Michigan Democrats are embroiled in a heated Senate primary race, the presumptive MAGA Republican Senate candidate, Florida Mike Rogers, is waiting while his campaign's war chest continues to grow. The Epstein class is really backing his campaign. Now, progressive Democrat Dr. Abdul Al-Sayed has opened up a bit of a lead, especially in one poll, showing him up by 9 over the establishment AIPAC and DTE pick, Congresswoman Haley Stevens, and 10 points over State Senator Mallory McMorrow. But in that same Mears poll, all three right now are losing to Florida Mike Rogers. Now, all are within the margin of error, but Dr. Abdul is faring slightly, just slightly better than his two primary opponents. However, I'm hearing from some corporate establishment figures within the Democratic Party, who coincidentally are backing Haley Stevens, claim that Stevens has the best shot at beating Florida Mike Rogers than a progressive like Dr. Abdul does because, you see, she's moderate. Now, no one, of course, can ever say what that means, and neither can Stevens, I'd say, since she's not running on a populist progressive platform while still accepting corporate PAC money and money from pro-Israel groups like AIPAC. Regardless, hearing some of these Michigan and national establishment figures trying to scare working-class Michiganders for backing Dr. Abdul by claiming, you know, he's not electable, that harkens back to another time when I heard a similar argument by similar people. I'm reminded of when Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama were in their heated battle back in 2008. While Clinton ran as a continuation of the Bill Clinton administrations, and Obama represented more of the progressive wing, which is strange considering how Obama ended up governing as a left-of-center technocrat. Still, I seem to recall many Democrats at the time doing lots of hand-wringing because polls showed Obama losing to the presumptive Republican nominee. So I went back and looked up some polls in March of 2008 after Obama won 10 straight primaries and was racking up delegates to the point that Clinton could never recover despite winning some big Democratic states later on like Pennsylvania and Ohio. Michigan, if you recall, didn't stick to the Democratic primary and had to evenly split its delegates, which, hey, helped Obama as well. Anyway, in a March 2008 Reuters-Zoghbi poll, the Republican candidate, the late Senator John McCain, was leading Hillary Clinton by 3% and Barack Obama by 4%. And there was all kinds of pearl clutching that Democrats wouldn't come together due to this bruising primary. And maybe that's because of a Gallup poll in March of 2008 showing how 28% of Hillary Clinton voters said they would end up voting for McCain over Obama. We're forgetting sometimes how bruising and bloody of a battle that was. Now, Obama won in quite convincing fashion as most of those Clinton voters came home, but also because Obama grew a new voter coalition at that time. Unfortunately, Obama and his people didn't keep that coalition together, which in part helped lead to Donald Trump. But I'm reminding you of that time because I'm hearing how the progressive candidate, Dr. Abdul Al-Sayed, is performing a little worse than the establishment AIPAC DTE pick Haley Stevens and the Goldilocks candidate, State Senator Mallory McMorrow. But here's what's not really being talked about according to those polls. Florida Mike Rogers' numbers in those polls are mired in the low 40s, and he's not facing anyone on the Republican side. Florida Mike Rogers proudly shares pictures and posters where he's standing next to Dear Leader Trump with their thumbs up in the air, basically saying that Mike Rogers is just like Donald Trump, meaning that Mike Rogers will pedophile protect the Epstein class just like his Dear Leader wants him to do, meaning that Mike Rogers is really there serving himself and not you, the working class. Meanwhile, according to the latest Glengariff Group for the Detroit Regional Chamber poll, and you can't really say that's a real leftist organization there, 57% of the working class here in Michigan have a negative view of Dear Leader Trump. 57%. Just 37% of Michiganders approve of Dear Leader's job. But Florida Mike Rogers says he will be a vote for Donald Trump in the Senate. Well, and he'll also be a vote for Big Pharma, a vote for the big banksters, and a vote for the defense contractors. Oh, and he'll also be the one working on behalf of Michigan billionaires like Betsy DeVos, and then on behalf of billionaire oil and gas bros, and of course, on behalf of billionaire tech bros. You see, Florida Mike Rogers will be a champion of big tech bro data centers because, as reported in Michigan Advance, Rogers has said that he is eager to ease the process of seeking permits for new AI data center facilities. And I'm supposed to fear Mike Rogers? He's proudly sticking by, dear Leader Trump, proudly supporting the harassing of marginalized working class voters, especially where black voters are the majority. Florida Mike Rogers is proudly supporting the Iran war and high gas prices, proudly supporting shelling out more money to Israel's genocidal government, proudly supporting the gutting of unions and privatizing of our public schools. And Mike Rogers is someone who will back more gutting of working class programs like Social Security and food assistance while spending his time doing what he wants to do the most, defending and representing the Epstein class. Florida Mike Rogers said just a couple of months ago when Trump and Israel began their illegal Iran war, he said, quote, "We're going to be fine. We've got plenty of oil. You'll get your oil because we're going to pump our oil right here in America. We've got plenty." Yeah, that sounds like a guy who's really got his pulse on the working class of America. This guy can be slam dunked easily by a strong candidate who runs on a strong and articulate populist progressive platform, otherwise known as a working class and America first platform. Mike Rogers does not stand up for the working class, and he ain't America first. Mike Rogers also won't have Dear Leader on the ballot this time around. He'll be out there on his own. Stop worrying about Florida Mike Rogers, okay? Leftoflansing at gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Subscribe to the podcast and also subscribe to Left of Lansing on YouTube. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, the Gram, and Facebook. Take the battle to them.